Saturday night at the movies. Friday evening, we all heard and chanted a song. From Gitavali by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It was song number 2. And now we're going to hear and chant together, actually 3 times, song number 6. There was something in song number 2 from yesterday evening that I mentioned again this morning, and now is this whole song number 6 is about that one thing. And that is the name Nama Rupa and Sva Rupa are the same. And of the two, even though they're the same, one is more merciful than the other, although they're the same. Which sounds like a contradiction, right? Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, and he's more merciful than Krishna himself, although they're the same. Which means Krishna is fully merciful, yet he doesn't exhibit the fullness of his mercy, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does. The fullness of his mercy is exhibited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. So similarly, we're going to hear 3 times. There's Nama, the name. So our topic is Nama Rasa, awakening Nama Rasa. So Nama and Nami are 2 forms of the same entity. The form of the name and the form of the person are the same. This is the nature of things that are absolute. Nama and Nami. Abhinatvam Nama Nami No. We heard. We're going to hear it again in this song. According to scripture, the name and the person are the same. So here, the language is, you'll see in the very first line, Vacha and Vachaka. Vacha and Vachaka. So one is the object and the other is the sound denoting that object, but there's no difference between them. Mm-hmm. The sound of Krishna's name and Krishna. They're the same. We heard the appeal of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we're going to hear it again, of his appealing to just have the mercy of the name and take shelter at the lotus feet of the name, because the name has feet, because the name is a person. I'll say it again. The name has feet. There's a beautiful, amongst many beautiful, Namastaka by Rupa Goswami. It's prayers, not song. But the first of his 8 prayers says, I take shelter of the lotus feet of the holy name, the tips of whose toes are worshipped by the effulgence of the crest jewel of all the Vedas, the Upanishads. So, the Upanishads are considered amongst all the Vedas the crest jewels. Crest jewels means like a king has his royal treasury, and in the royal treasury, his most cherished and valuable jewels, the crest jewels of the king's treasury. And the crest jewels of the Vedas are the Upanishads, and they're effulgent. And the effulgence of the Upanishads are worshipping the tips of the toes of the lotus feet of the holy name. I want shelter there. Nice. The holy name has form. The form has toes and feet. And we want the feet. We want the holy name to be captured in the chamber of the heart. And between the two, the form, there's the form. There's one of the features of the form in the archa form, deity form. And then the Bhagavatam is another form. Yes? According to Padma Purana, the 12 cantos of the Bhagavatam, that's the form, the literary form of Krishna. Padma Purana says it's the literary form of Krishna. And the first two cantos are his lotus feet. Try to find the tips of the toes of the first two cantos, and you'll find it in the name. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Right there. The tips of the toes. So this holy name, we'll hear this song. I'm giving you the preview. The song says, this holy name is more merciful because even if you offend the form, according to Rupa Goswami's teaching, if you make mistakes in the worship of the deity, the seva aparad, it's neutralized by Nam. So it doesn't mean, go ahead, make offenses against the deity form and just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Bol Prabhu, and everything's fine. That's not what it means. But even if the name is more merciful, such a merciful feature, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the giver of that most merciful feature, and that's our message this evening. So we're going to sing together this wonderful song, hopefully.
Vacha o vachaka dui sarupatama pachatava shivigra shiranandaka Vacha o vachaka dui sarupatama Achatava Siddhigra Chichirananda Vacha O Vacha Kadui Sarvatama Achatava Siddhigra Chirananda Vachaka sarupatava shikrishna adinam vanarupa sarva jiva ananda vishram Vachaka sarvatava shri krishna harinam vanarupi sava jiva ananda visham rupe tava ananta prakash daya kori deha jive tamara vinash edui sarupe tava ananta prakash Doya kori deya jive tomara vilas
Doya kori deya jive tomara vilas
Kintu jane achena vajaka swarupa Vacha piksha doya moe aparu
Kintu jani achinata vacha kasaro vacha peksha doya moe aparo
Kintu jani achina vacha kasaro vacha peksha doya moe aparo
Kintu jani achinata vacha kasaro Vacha peksha doya moi e aparo
Namana nibiranai bhedera bacham Tabu namana mi hoite adika kvarum
Namana nibiranai bhedera bacham Tabu namana mi hoite
Namanami Vedanai Vedaravachan Tabunamanami Hoite Adhika Kurma
Namanami Vedanai Vedaravachan Tabunami Nami Hoite Adhika Kurma
Krishnaya Parari Jade Namashari Kori Pranabori Deka Nama
Krishne aparadi jadi name shraddha kori prana bhori dhakhe nam rama krishna hari
krishna aparadi jadi name shraddha kori prana bhori dhakhe nam rama krishna hari
krishne aparadi jadi name shraddha kori Sana Bhadi Dhake Nam Ram Krishna Hari
Rama Krishna Hari Rama Krishna Hari Rama Krishna Hari Rama Krishna Hari
Rama Krishna
Ramakrishna Hari, Ramakrishna Hari,
Ramakrishna Hari, Ramakrishna
Hari. Aparada Jure Jai, Ananda Sagare, Vasise Anayasi Rasara Patare.
Aparada Jure Jai, Ananda Sagare, Vasese
anasyase dasera patare Aparadure jai ananda sagare Vasese anayase dasera patare
Aparadure jai ananda sagare Vasese anasyase dasera
Vigraha sarva vache aparara kore Shura nama shaye se aparara kore
Vigraha sarva vache aparara kore Shura nama shaye se aparara kore
Vigraha sarva vache aparara kore Shura nama shaye se aparara kori
Nigraha saro vache aparada kori Shura nama shaye se aparade kori
Bhakti Vinoda Mangi Sri Rupa Charame Bachaka Surupa Name Rate Anukshane Bhakti Vinoda Mangi Sri Rupa Charame Bachaka Surupa Name Anukshane Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Rama, Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So we're going to hear a recorded dramatic reading of the song. You can follow along.
Lord, you possess two transcendental forms, properly called Vachya, that which is nameable, and Vachaka, that which denotes. The Vachya is your beautiful personal bodily form, full of transcendental knowledge and bliss. The Vachaka forms are your holy names, such as Sri Krishna and so forth. Thus, appearing in the form of transcendental sound vibration, you are the resting place for the bliss of all souls. Your unlimited manifestations are found in these two forms. Taking pity and being very kind, they confer upon the fallen souls entrance into your divine pastimes. But of these two forms of yours, O Lord, I have understood your Vachaka form to be even more merciful than your Vachya form. Thus do I find your holy name most wonderful. It is the declaration of the Vedas that the holy name of the Lord and the Lord Himself are non-different. Yet, still, the holy name is more merciful than the Lord Himself. If one is an offender to Lord Krishna personally, but has genuine faith in the holy name and calls out with all his heart and soul, Rama, Krishna, Hari, Rama, Krishna, Hari, Rama, Krishna, Hari. Then all his offenses are cast far away and he floats without difficulty in the ocean of divine bliss and transcendental mellows. A person may commit offenses to the Vachya or the transcendental figure of the Lord. But if he is under the shelter of the pure holy name, he crosses over all those offenses. At the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Vinoda begs for constant loving attachment for the Vachaka or divine holy name of the Supreme Lord.
Okay, so now, third time, we're going to go through this song. The many of you will recognize the image. The image is Krishna in Dwarka. And according to our Vedic literature, Krishna one time in Dwarka saw his reflection in the polished marble of the floor of the Dwarka temple, and he became so enchanted. He was stunned seeing the beauty of this form. So that's one of the forms of Krishna. Beautiful personal bodily form of transcendental bliss and knowledge. And there's another. That's the Vacha form. And then the Vachika form is the name, such as Sri Krishna, etc. Namna Makari Bahunda. Krishna has many, many names. Krishna, Govinda, etc. That's Shikshastaka verse. And that sound vibration is a place of shelter. Sharanagati, we heard in the morning session. That's one of the elements of going more deeply, having a sense of shelter in the name. I'll repeat. Meditation process, people, it's becoming really popular in America. There is a wave. As with yoga, the next wave, catch the wave, Prabhu's, is meditation. And so people are experimenting with meditation and they're finding so they want to, you know, stay high forever. Instead of through LSD, it's through meditation. They know there's another consciousness. But there's no shelter, and so anyone that's done meditation knows that. There's a difference with the mantra meditation, the place of shelter meditation when done properly. There's shelter. You're the resting place for the bliss of all souls. There are these two forms, and Krishna kindly manifests both forms. He manifests both forms by his appearance in this world, and then following his disappearance from this world, the Bhagavatam, that's Krishna being manifest in literary form, and his name, these two, Swarup and Namarup. And by that sound vibration, one can enter into Krishna's pastimes. It goes in sequence from Nama, then form. We're chanting the name, that part, with more absorption, the form. And Nama Rupa, Guna, the qualities of Krishna and the pastimes of Krishna, and one can enter into the pastimes of Krishna. Even within this body, one can enter into the pastimes of Krishna through Nama. Fascinating, huh? Here's a little detail on exactly that statement. If you read carefully the difficult purports of Bhaktisiddhanta's Brahma Samhita, you will find Bhaktisiddhanta narrates how that is done following the commentary of Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami made commentary in Sanskrit on Brahma Samhita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found it, or a copy was given to him. His followers circulated it. Jiva Goswami learned it from guess who? Rupa Goswami. And then he wrote a commentary on it in Sanskrit. Bhaktivinoda wrote a translation of his commentary in Bengali, and Bhaktisiddhanta made a commentary following Jiva Goswami's commentary in his profound English that you need a dictionary to read. But he describes mantra upasana. Little sharing. Some of us were very fortunate to have Prabhupada's association directly. And I remember when I was just first, wasn't living in a temple. I was a college kid and visiting a temple. And we always were hearing, even before he was visiting the temple, Prabhupada in New York had the devotees arrange a recording studio recording of the chanting of Brahma Samhita. We didn't know what it was, but Prabhupada knew what it was. And, you know, early 1960s, recording Brahma Samhita, and he was teaching us mantra upasana. He didn't use the technical term. Enter into the spirit of this hymn as a regular daily function. Right, Badahari? Enter into the spirit of this hymn as a regular daily function. That's mantra upasana. Enter into the spirit of this hymn as a regular daily function. That's mantra upasana. So Bhaktisiddhanta describes mantra upasana, according to Jiva Goswami, it's like a lake. And mantra upasana is like a little cameo of Krishna's form, or a pastime of Krishna. and enter into that sound vibration, you enter into the lake of a little portion of Krishna, his name, his pastimes, his qualities through sound. And often lakes are connected to a river, or a river helps to form a lake. Flowing of water develops a lake. So Sarasaki, which is something that happened with Lord Brahma, he, by mantra upasana, entered into the river, and he, Brahma, entered into the pastimes of Krishna. By mantra upasana, then Svarasaki, which means Rasaki, same as our Nama Rasa topic. It is a jubilation of heart. Ecstatic love erupts in the heart, and in that ecstatic mood one can experience the presence of Krishna and enter into his pastimes. Jiva Goswami writes, even at the present time there are persons who can do this. Not too many persons in our time. But it's a spiritual principle. Bhaktivinoda had that capacity, and he's, in simple language, sharing in this verse. Taking pity and being very kind, they, these two forms, confer upon the fallen souls entrance into your divine pastimes. Entrance into your divine pastimes. Very merciful. I mean, who are we? That's who we are. Insignificant, covered to the max, forgetful of reality, living entities, absorbed in illusion. That's okay. Take Krishna's mercy in his fullness anyway, and enter into Krishna's Namo Mahavadanyaya. But of these two forms, O Lord, I have understood your Vachaka form to be even more merciful than your Vacha form. Thus I find your holy name most, if you listen carefully, the narrator, their voice started to tremble when they said the word wonderful. Most wonderful. Merciful. Vadanyaya. Nice. It is a declaration of the Vedas that the holy name of the Lord and the Lord himself are none different, yet still the holy name is more merciful than the Lord himself. We discussed. They're both equally merciful. One manifested, we have access to that fullness of his mercy more because the name exhibits the fullness. There's two qualifications. Genuine faith in the holy name and calling out with all heart and soul. So, deep. What happens? The offenses are cast far away. That's an obstacle for us, by the way, is aparad. And because offense creates anartas, and anartas block the power of the name. It's a whole science. The anatomy of anartas. The name, say two sentences. Anartas have the power to block the power of the name. Sin does not, sin because it gets evaporated by the name. Anartas are more pernicious. They're more dangerous. They have the power to block the power of the name. But the other sentence is, however, with faith, those of us that do the mechanical chanting and want to go beyond it. We have faith, we can go beyond it and call out with heart and soul those offenses and the results of those offenses, the anartas. This is anartha nirvritti, Prabhus. The anartas can be eradicated. Continual chanting with faith and calling out. Again, so you may commit offense to the form, transcendental figure of the Lord. But under the shelter of the pure holy name you can cross beyond, therefore Bhakti Vinod, at the feet of Rupa Goswami, because he's teaching the way of Sharanagati, as is Lord Chaitanya, so he's a follower, giving the details of teaching in Bhakti Sandarbha and other places, Upadeshamrita and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He's giving slow motion detail of how to overcome those shortcomings and come to Shuddha Nam stage and then enter into Krishna's pastimes. So the next image came right off of the internet. I think Krishna sent it to me. The seed of bhakti is received by the mercy of bhakta, and the seed of bhakti is cultured by the watering process of hearing and chanting. We heard about that many times, and just we read it this morning. So the unfolding of that seed up to the mature stage of fruits and flowers of prema is a gradual process, gradual because we're attached to being enjoyers of the temporary. We're attached to being imitation Krishnas instead of Krishna servants. It's just our conditioning. But the holy name confers upon the living entity something very special. This is Bhakti Vinod's term, the Hladini, or the bliss potency of the internal, the bliss portion of the internal potency, and the Samvit, or consciousness aspect of the internal potency, descend on Bhakti Devi to reveal to the Jiva the full rasa of the name and the Jiva's spiritual form. Svaropena Vyavastati, if you remember from Friday evening. The name is very powerful. We have no way to calculate, estimate, understand. Just hear and let it enter your heart, because the Ladini and Samvit potencies are acting in different degrees according to our receptivity. So we're being encouraged this evening and tomorrow, this evening when we have the Nama Yajna, to experience the form of the name. We're not there, but that's the invitation. The Supreme Absolute Truth, Lord Krishna, possesses an eternal form of sacred syllables. The Bhagavatam, for example, Jiva Goswami makes it very clear. Vyasadeva didn't go on a creative writing spree. Say, hey, I got some nice ideas, oh. Da-da-da-da-da-da. The Bhagavatam is eternal. As Krishna's form is eternal, the Bhagavatam is eternal, and he just manifested it. There's scriptural reference that says, in the heavenly planets, here there's 18,000, there's so many, many, many more thousands of verses. So if you want to go to heaven, go there because you want to read the longer version of Srimad Bhagavatam. Not heavenly pleasures. It's eternal. And the name is eternal. Before creation, after annihilation. Eternal. And those sacred syllables are accessible to us now, although we're very covered. So here's that image again. There's the name. And we're not accessing the name because of our offenses and ignorance, these two. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the mist of ignorance and the clouds of anartas, and they block the sun. So let us go to our theme verse for this weekend together, Upadeshamrita. We'll see it one more time tomorrow morning. Let us chant together. Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sitapya Vidya Pito Patapta Vasanasya Narochikano Kintwadarat Anudinam Kalu Saiva Jushta Svadhi Kramad Bhavati Tad Gudamula Hantri. So you see, I made in big bold letters this tud, gada, mula hantri. Mula means root. Mula hantri. Destruction at the root. The holy name, character, pastimes, and activities of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet like sugar candy, although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, or ignorance, cannot taste anything sweet. It is wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue, and tad gada mula hantri, his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. So what's that root? And the root is offense. The name is sweet, but there's offense. These are nam aparads. We saw the verse already from Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Bahu Janma Kadiyati Shravana Kirtana verse, where the if one goes on chanting the holy name for many, many births but continues to make offenses, he won't get this taste, won't get asakti, won't get bhava, won't get prema, won't get the result. So there's a tree, and the tree has a series of roots, and the tree is nourished by the roots. So the tree of not having a taste for the name has its roots, and that root is offense. And the root of offense is attentiveness. According to our acharyas, the root cause of all offenses is inattentiveness. So we've spoken about attentiveness and attention and intention. So now we're taking a look at the same topic from a different perspective, but it's the same topic. The mind will be conquered by nama. Krishna, in the form of his holy name, Nami, not by our own efforts alone. We have to hear the name. We have to make an effort to hear the name. We'll say, as I mentioned before, anyone that's really tried, go ahead, really try when you're chanting to hear attentively, and you get a realization. I can't. On my own, I can't. I need mercy. And the mercy comes from the name and the deliverer of the name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the disciplic succession representing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the gift of the holy name is through disciplic succession. Through disciplic succession. So we make effort, abhyasa, but we also need big load of mercy. And the name delivers it. That's what the song says. If one is an offender to Lord Krishna personally, but has genuine faith in the holy name and calls out with all his heart and soul, Rama, Krishna, Hari, Rama, Krishna, Hari. Try it again with heart and soul. Rama, Krishna, Hari. Then all his offenses are cast far away and he floats without difficulty in the ocean of divine bliss and transcendental mellows. But it's our effort alone is not enough. Effort is necessary, but insufficient. In Harinam Chintamani, Haridas Thakur says the same thing. Simply by one's own effort, no one in this material world can overcome inattention. Doesn't mean you don't try. You must. Effort alone is not enough. Such a victory can only come by your blessings. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the representatives of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are the givers of the name. And by their blessing, the name gives. And we take shelter of them properly. And, that is, take shelter of the name, because that's their instruction. That's their lotus feet is their instruction. Take shelter. And then your meditation will be complete. You'll have shelter. Rupa Goswami has written one of many verses, one of them being one of my favorite verses. So we'll just touch on it because it says the same thing. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. He is tasting. Now he's telling us how to enter into that nectar. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. This is the chanting carefully. Chanting carefully. Chanting carefully. The sound vibration, making the sound vibration. Then the ear. When that name enters the holes of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. And then, when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activity of the mind. And therefore, all the senses become inert. An essential part of meditation, an essential part of yoga, an essential part of elevation of consciousness requires control of the mind and senses. Say it negatively. There is no yoga practice that doesn't demand control of the mind and senses. We'll say it positively. Any yoga system requires control of the mind and senses, and any of them is incomplete unless there's shelter. The mechanical processes are incomplete because there's no shelter. And that's part of the experience. Because it's artificial. The mechanical is artificial. The name is not artificial. It's natural. It stays with you because Krishna is a person. When there's shelter of the person in the form of his name, and the mood of service to the form of the name will stay with you. It's accessible, very merciful. That's what the gift that we've been given. This, the tongue, the ear, and the heart. And the mind becomes inert, stunned, and the senses become subdued. It's a cultivation. It's not instant, but it's a cultivation. That's Rupa Goswami's chanting. There's obstacles, the control of the mind, then surrender. Remember those five items from Sachinandan Swami's list for those that want to go deeply into meditation, into the holy name. mind control and surrender. So we struggle with both. We like our independence too much. So it brought us here. And we're attached to it, not just Americans. The home of the free and the land of the brave, or whatever it's, you know, we like independence. All men are created equal, endowed with their Creator with certain inalienable rights, life, liberty, and being independent. The pursuit of happiness. That's our alma mater. That's America, you know. But it's not just America, the world. We take birth because of that. So surrender, that's what to do. The mind. What to do? And the solution is hearing. So here's the last slide coming up. These may be helpful for you tomorrow morning. If you find that your mind is wandering and distracted, you'll see this again tomorrow morning before the 64 round day rolls. Stop thinking, start hearing. Or, using our ISKCON vernacular, don't space out, Prabhu. Hear. Or, just surrender to the sound vibration of the Holy Name. And bold letters, please just hear. 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 Because the ear can conquer the mind. We'll hear some teachings from Bhaktisiddhanta about that tomorrow. So, this is the process of awakening Namarasa, and it's resting upon the name, hearing the name. So, shortly we'll have Nama Yajna. I encourage you, I invite you, take some of these messages and apply it. And very soon, we're going to have an opportunity to meditate on our sankalpa, but some of these elements may be useful for you, for your personal sankalpa. The magnifying glass focusing the name upon your heart. So you receive the fullness of that, the name's potencies. Your heart becomes softer. Not numerical is nice, but the essence is the essence, not just numbers. So, according to the schedule, my time is up. And I think, you know, the question and answer, let's do 5 minutes of questions and answers because it's lively. And then we're going to move on to Guru Bhakti. Yes, Mataji, speak loudly. Are you loud? Oh, here comes Bhakti Mike.
Thank you, Maharaj. I also heard it said, my Guru Maharaj once put it really nicely. He said, just try to hear yourself chanting sincerely. And that really helped me to connect to that, what you were saying. But from what I understood from what you said earlier, that service to the Holy Name is the actual process of trying to cultivate the hearing. And I wanted,
it's a mood of chanting. And one who adopts that mood while chanting, and approaching the name, then you will have the opportunity, according to the verse, you'll have the opportunity to understand who Krishna really is. The fullness of who Krishna really is, to our capacity, of course. So does that say something further, because I'm not sure.
I was just trying to understand this What the word service means in this case, because...
What does the word service mean?
What does it mean? Because my understanding of service to the Holy Name is that we create opportunities for others to hear the Holy Name.
Well, that's part two. And part one is you have a relationship with the Name. And the relationship, the foundation of that relationship is service. And it may be different rasas, but the foundation of it is dasya, service in this way, this way, this way. And then you can enter into your rasa, your relationship with Krishna, through that mood of service to the Name. The second part is then give others the opportunity. But while chanting, you're not running around, you know, you get the idea. When you're chanting japa in the morning, you chant japa. So when you're chanting japa, that's service to the Name. And the mood to enter into that service to the Name is the cultivation dimension, proper mood. And then the truths of the Name, the nama tattva, become revealed to you. Krishna reveals himself to you when the mood is that mood, while chanting, not while out on sankirtan or arranging public programs or something, Rath Yatra, you know, etc. It's very personal. There's another hand up.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj, for telling how to focus one's mind in chanting. Can you also help us in actually doing how we can focus in every other activity, for example,
sure,
driving?
Sure. It starts with the Name. That's how to. Say it negatively. If you don't focus on the Name, you will struggle with the how to. You know, Daivihyesha Gunamayi, Mama Maya, Duratyaya. You know the verse? Mama Ivaye Papadyante. Bhagavad Gita. Papadyante, surrender. So the surrender starts with the Name. Mama Ivaye Papadyante, Maya Metam Tarantite. The verse says, it's a very difficult struggle with the material energy. Very difficult to overcome it. But you can very quickly go beyond the struggle. If you prapadyante, take shelter, surrender, and it starts with the Name. So if you're surrendered to the Name, you will then be able to be mindful of, you'll be in your mindfulness space all day long. And negatively, if you don't, you'll be struggling all day long.
Thank you.
Is that clear?
Yeah.
That's where we start. That's the doorway. Go through the door. There's the door. Go through the door. Then you get into the other side. What's on the other side? The spiritual world. Paravyom, the spiritual realm. Through sound. Krishna's Name. Be in the mood of service to the Name. And service to everything else follows.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you.
Naturally. That is our consciousness. Someone else? Oh, okay. I'm going to...
Thank you, Maharaj. I'm wondering if, to help us focus the intention and of the attention when chanting, what are the boundaries of where the thoughts can go? So if we're focusing on the Name and it can bring us to the form or the pastime?
Stay with the Name. Anything that helps staying with the Name, take the help. We'll be chanting in front of the deity. Many persons find it very helpful to focus on the Name, chanting before the deity, form of the Lord. But don't just get lost in the deity form of the Lord and then your mind goes away from the Name and the next thing you know it's on something else and something else. Or pastimes. You know, you could just, you know, review a whole chapter of the Bhagavatam in your mind while you're chanting the Name, and that's not okay. But, you know, stimulation of absorption in the Name may result in some pastime, but stay with the Name while the pastime is... Whatever helps, staying with the Names, do that. Sit next to sit next to somebody that's absorbed in the name. I can name some names of people that really a good person to sit next to. Some of the devotees who have been to these japa retreats have told me, I sat next to so and so Prabhu. It was ecstatic. They were so absorbed. So whatever helps you stay absorbed in the name, do that. Stand up, sit down, you know, do a cartwheel, do whatever you have to do. Stay absorbed in the name. And then everything becomes revealed. Last question, way over in the corner, and we're going to stop. And with Badahari's permission, Guru Bhakti wants 40 minutes, so we're going to, because I went over my time. Namayag will be a little less. So go ahead.
Maharaj, continuing on the same topic of staying with the name.
Staying with the name.
Yeah, can right. I, for example, sometimes it helps me, like reading Srimad Bhagavatam, literally opening the book and reading it for 10 minutes and then chant four rounds. And like, is that okay or it's not?
Yes, okay. Anything that helps you stay absorbed in the name, say yes to that.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.